Using DNA matching, Brazil's federal police identified the mortal remains of British journalist Don Phillips. He was traveling with indigenous expert Bruno Pereira when both men were killed. Indigenous leader Beto Marubo told us his people need time to mourn the loss of two men who defended their cause. He says the Union of the Indigenous People of the Javari Valley will continue patrolling their reservation, working to stop illegal fishermen and poachers.
It's a question of survival. We live in an area which is home to the largest number of uncontacted indigenous tribes in the world. They don't go to the local market to buy food. They depend on fishing to keep their families alive.
Pereira and Phillips were found 10 days after they went missing, when a local fisherman, Amarildo da Costa, confessed to their killing. He led police to a burial site in the rainforest, more than 3 kilometers from the river where both men were ambushed. It was not the first time he and Pereira had met. We witnessed this encounter between him and da Costa last December. The police call the murders an isolated act. They say there's no proof they were commissioned by someone else. Bamarubu says he believes illegal fishing is directly linked to money laundering from drug cartels.
To say this was an isolated crime is a mockery, not only for the families of both men, but for all of those who have died defending the Amazon.
Indigenous expert Sidney Pozuelo says President Jair Bolsonaro is responsible for empowering people trying to illegally exploit the Amazon.
Never in history has there been a worse time for Brazil's Amazon like now, not even during the military regime.
The murder of Dom Phillips and Bruno Pereira happened 4 months before Brazil's presidential elections, casting a spotlight on a remote area of the Brazilian Amazon forest. The Javari Valley is the size of Austria and home to the world's largest number of isolated indigenous tribes. Monica Inaki of Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.